Praise the Lord for being here today. It's a real blessing to hear the songs and the thoughts that were given. It's a lot of different things, a lot of good things there, just that we can apply. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you, God, for your goodness and mercy. Lord, we just ask your blessing, Father, on this time together. Lord, we just ask that you would fill us with your Spirit, that you'd give us wisdom. Father, we pray that you'd be with those that are sick, Father. We just thank you again for all that you do for us. Give us what we need to hear this morning, Father. Again, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to open the Bible to Wisdom of Sirach in chapter 3. That's what we're going to read out of. A couple of thoughts I really appreciated this morning. Idea of, you know, it's one of the boys mentioned that about being kind whenever everything's good, but whenever the pressure's on is whenever it's difficult. And that is when it is important. That's when it counts. You know, anybody, Jesus in his teachings taught about, you know, people that had plenty and were able to give of their plenty, but the one that had nothing and was able to give everything was when it counted. And that's just thought about that whenever we're feeling bad, we're feeling stressed, we're feeling all kinds of things, and we still have to be nice. And we still can be kind. We can still be encouraging. We can still be helpful. That's when it counts. You know, whenever everything's going great and, you know, just everything we're doing just turns to gold, it seems, and the sun's shining and we're just whistling through life, it's easy to have a big smile on your face. But whenever everything's the other way, and everything's bad, and the outlook looks bad and gloomy, and just a rainy, cold day, and just nothing is working right, and we can still be kind, that's where the real is. That's where the gold is. It's just appreciated that thought, and sometimes we think that we've got to be honest, we've got to let everybody know how we really feel. But that's a false honesty. That's a false truth that we're trying to deceive ourselves with. Whenever we can be kind, and even no matter how we feel, that's a higher level of honesty, and a higher level of goodness. That, sure, we don't feel good, but just because we don't feel good don't mean everybody else has to. And that's usually the way we think about it. Whenever we don't feel good, we want everybody to know it. And just, you know, the people ask how you are, and we just say fine. And some people really think that, well, I'm just lying because I'm not fine. But to be an old gloom bucket, you know, whenever we're having a bad day, is not being honest, and it's not being kind, and it's not being loving. It's rising above how we feel and see how we really are. Doesn't matter what's happening, we can still be fine. You know, because our fate and our hands are in somebody bigger than we are. And so there may be a storm all around us. Maybe bad things happening all around us. Maybe gloom all around us. But I can still be fine. There's a real blessing in just being able to rise above our circumstances and even the way we feel. Our feelings are not what, we don't want to be controlled by our feelings or what is pressing us. But to rise above that and see past the clouds and see the sunshine and say, I'm still fine. And that's, I don't know, maybe that's what we ought to think on. And maybe that ought to be our message is, I'm still fine. Don't matter what happens, I'm still fine. That's when it's important. Another point of this, or one of the boys said to help somebody, if you get finished, and, you know, a lot of times the guy that's out there just really working hard, he gets his job done, and, you know, then he's impatient. Or just kind of gets aggravated at the people that might be doing it a little slower. You know, there's a remedy for that. Go help them. That's pretty simple, isn't it? You know, if you have been gifted, and there's people that are gifted with an ability just to be able to do things fast and good and proper. And the tendency is, instead of being thankful for that gift, they start complaining about others who don't have it. But our health is a gift. Our abilities are gifts that we had nothing to do about getting, whether we got them or not. You know, some of us are fast and quick and well-coordinated, and some of us aren't so much. You know, we're just a little slower, and things just don't fall together like that for us, like some of them. But you know, the ones that do, that didn't have a thing in organizing any of that. It just was given to them. And so we need to look at ourselves and be thankful for what God's given us, and don't look down on others. Just be ready to give them a helping hand instead of griping about them or getting upset about them. Just, you know, we'll all get done quicker if everybody just does that instead of just bellyaching about not. And then the thought about the healthy man can have 1,000 dreams or 1,000 wishes, and then the sick man has but one, and that's to be healthy. You know, that's a very, very good thought. You know, on several levels, we have if you're sick and don't feel good, all you want to do is get better. You know, and we've got all our dreams and hopes and all things and all our plans and stuff, and we're ready to just take on the world, you know. But there's people that all they want to do is, some people just want to walk again. Some people just want to be able to take a deep breath again. Some people want to just be free, you know. There's people in prison that just can't do what they want to do. And, you know, we just take all of those things for granted so often. Just the simple things. I just thought this morning, you know, the wind was blowing, and I just thought, thank you, Lord, for shelter. Thank you for a warm house. Just those simple little things that if we would, you know, if we just were thankful of those, we're just fine. We're still fine, you know. Doesn't matter what's happening around us. You know, it could be terribly stormy outside, but man, if you got a nice place to just lay your head at night and just be in protection from that, that's just a picture of life. That's the rest that we can have in the Lord. It's just a real blessing to think of those things. Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 17, just a few verses here this morning, just had some other thoughts. It's just going to kind of be a random little thought here and a little thought there probably this morning. But my son, accomplish your works with gentleness. You know, that goes along with that thought of you know, if you hurry up and get done, well, the tendency is to be harsh with other people. You know, whenever we get our job done, like was talked about, and there are others I haven't finished yet. Well, the tendency is to get a little rough with them and harsh. But here this verse says, my son, accomplish your works with gentleness. I mean, get your work done. Every one of us ought to, whatever our hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Some are still going to do it a little slower. But do it with gentleness. You don't have to puff yourself up because you're faster than everybody. You're quicker or better or smarter or whatever. Whatever you need to do, just do your work. You've been gifted with the ability to do it. Do it with gentleness. Because not everybody has the same abilities that you do. The same gifts. I really appreciate that song was saying, you know, ready. Ready to go, Lord. Ready to stay. Lord, ready to suffer. Ready to grieve. Ready my place to fill. Just over and over. That contentment. Ready to do thy will. You know, whatever happens to us, if we can just rest in that place, it's just like being in a nice warm house in the middle of a raging storm. Just being ready, thy will be done. And just rest there, just be there in our heart. And that helps us, no matter what we feel, to be able to spread some kindness and goodness all around us. Wherever we are, whatever we're going through, we have it within us to still be a blessing to somebody else. And how much more valuable it is. They may never know it. They don't have to. Nobody may know how we're feeling or what we're really going through or the storm that may be in our heart and the trouble. But we can still reflect the love of God. You know, we may be in bad situations. We may have people that are living, you know, we live with that are just pretty inconsiderate, pretty mean sometimes, or pretty just always doing the wrong thing. You know, and that makes it difficult for us. But if we can do our work with kindness and still reflect that goodness, you know, that's where non-resistance really comes in. You know, like I said, we've talked about before, on the street, people have been, you know, we've been holding signs. One time a man was holding signs and he just hauled off and just smacked me upside the head. My glasses went flying. It's easy just to turn the other cheek with somebody like that. But you know, whenever it's somebody close to us or somebody we love that's mean to us, boy, we got every right to fix them and set them straight or to rebel against them. But that's when it counts. That's when it really counts. That's where the gold is. Whatever we're going through, the hard things that God is trying to put us through, I mean, people deserting us, people doing all of those things, right there is where you're close to the gold vein. You know, they talk about mining and they dig down through miles of rock, or not miles, but hundreds of feet of rock maybe, and they're looking for one little vein of gold maybe or something. If they're mining, it all runs in just a one little bitty sliver through the rock pile or through the cave. And usually whenever everything is going bad and everything is going wrong, you're just about one hammer blow away from finding that little vein of gold. That's where it's at. Whenever everybody else is going wrong, and everything around us is falling apart, and everybody's leaving, everybody mad, and everybody, and we can still be kind. Man, you're just the gold's flaking out of that. We just fell right into a gold mine. We don't see it that way, but that's the way it really is. My son, accomplish your works with gentleness, and you will be loved by the people the Lord accepts. You know, nobody else may notice that or may thinking, but you do this, and you'll be loved by the people that the Lord accepts. Who do we want to be approved by? Who would be really loved to be approved by? You know, we all love accolades. We love to be patted on the back by the world, by anybody. Oh, you're doing a good job, boy. You know, we can be out in the world and do something nice, and oh, you're just doing the Lord's work, you know, when somebody tells us that. But how precious it is to be loved by those whom the Lord loves, appreciated by whom the Lord loves, and who the Lord accepts. The greater you are, the more humble you must be. You know, just like we were talking about earlier, you know, there's people that are able to do things, have abilities. You know, there's people that's able to have it all together. It just seems like they're always trying to help somebody. They're just always, there's, the greater you are, the more humble you should be. The greater you are, the more humble you must be. You know, and humbleness is not just, oh, shucks, you know. It's just, humbleness is recognizing where all these gifts come from. That it's not you that's able to accomplish these things. It's not some thing that you've conjured up in your mind to be able to do things that others can't. It's all a gift. And the greater that gift is that God has given, the less you really have to do about it. You know, some people have to work. I mean, put a lot of effort in just to do the simplest thing. And they've actually accomplished more than the person who's built a big old house or built a big old building or a big old fortune or something just because it seemingly almost fell in their lap so easy. But that person that just may be having struggles just has to work to put two blocks on one top of the other. Greater works have been done because they had to actually put the effort in to do it. The greater you are, the more humble you must be. You know, it just, the more of, you know, we sang the song about the child growing up and being nurtured, you know, and trying to train our children the way they should go. You cannot imagine, you cannot fathom, I don't believe, the blessings that have been laid before you, young people. Even older people, some older of us older people. We can't even imagine the blessings of being spared. Things that we don't, you know, there's just all kinds of things people have had to go through. And it's no wonder they, you know, you can't hardly even blame them for getting bitter and blaming God. You know, people are taught up in real strict religious homes and, well, they want no part of it when they get older because there was no love there. It's just cruelness. But you still, even that, you're still protected from so many things that the world has. Look past all those hard things Look past the obstacles. Look past the hard people and the mean people or whatever that may be, and see that real thing there. But we've been blessed for the most part. You know, the world, you know, some of these children that are just brought up to feel sorry for themselves because something bad happened when they were little, and so they're just pampered the rest of their life. They're ruined. You know, they're so sensitive. And we look at them, and you can't say anything without them getting offended. You can't be a parent to them. You know, you just don't get over that very easily. So just having to face some hard things. I mean, one of my children just hates me because I just tried to be a father. Just didn't approve. And that stands out in their mind as being the time that I did them the worst wrong. And I was trying to do the best for them. We don't, you know, the things that we have been given, the things, the way we've been brought up, the way we're trying to raise our children, gives you the foundation of greatness. And the greater you are, the more humble you must be. And like I said, it's not putting a pretend fake humbleness. It's a real appreciation, a real grace to let that be given to others. The greater you are, the more humble you must be, and you will find grace before the Lord. Because great is the power of the Lord. Just a blessing how all this works. To be grateful. And He is honored by the humble. He's honored by the humble. Because great is the power of the Lord, and He is honored by the humble. The Lord is honored by the humble. You know, we all have different stations. We all have different positions. We all have different places. You know, we have husbands that have big responsibilities, and we have wives that have responsibilities. And part of that is to give way to the husband. We have children that they're to love their parents and to honor them and respect them. You know, even sometimes if they're not respectable. But don't let that hinder you. Let it make you better. You're close to gold. You're close to the gold whenever it looks like you have the hardest situation. Then it says, do not seek things too difficult for you. You know, that's... Do not seek things too difficult for you. You know, we like a challenge. And what that does usually is puffs us up. It says, just don't seek things too difficult for you. Nor examine what is beyond your strength. You know, we like to fancy ourselves as intellectual, full of, you know, all kinds of high thoughts and ideas. You know, I've noticed the intellectuals a lot of times like to use big words and explain things and just really sound smart. You know, whenever we look at the words of Jesus, they're on the level of about a sixth grader. And they just talked real plain and real simple. And it takes, in effect, it really takes more intelligence to be able just to say things simply. And that's genius is just finding the simplest thing that works instead of all of this knowledge and all this power that we think we have. Nor examine what is beyond your strength. Think about what is commanded you, for you do not need what the Lord keeps hidden. You know, he's given us some very simple, very basic things. One of the boys read, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. Treat others the way you would have them treat you. For this hangs all the law and the prophets. You know, we just do those things. We just keep his simple, you know, we think the words commandments as a law that, but it's laws that are principles. It's commandments that are principles that make us more like him. We learn these things and how to respond whenever we treat others the way we should be treated. Think about what is commanded you, and you do not need what the Lord commands you. You know, there's people that think they've got to step out above and be holier than everybody else. So they're always searching for that some new revelation from God that makes them different. You know, that's why I think we get people today that have all, you know, they're people that's just seek, and they've got to speak in tongues because that will set them apart. Or then there's people that have to have a healing or something. Then there's people that's got to keep this day or that day. And then there's people that've got to dress extreme a certain way. You know, the Bible gives us really simple instructions on dress. That's women, dress modestly and wear something on your head. You don't have to, you know, and that sets us out well enough. You don't have to just go to the extremes so that you stand out more. Just do what's commanded of you. And leave all that extra stuff that the Lord hasn't commanded. Leave that alone. Because there's just people just seeking after the next thing that sets them apart. That's just not dwelling on loving your neighbor, loving others the way you would want them to love you. We just, you know, it said, that Jesus said, woe to the Pharisees. They make their things that they put on the side of their robes a lot longer than everybody else's to make them really stand out as being holy. You know, we see people wearing all kinds of stuff that just makes them feel holy, I guess. But most of the people don't see that as being holy. They just see it as religious garbage. That's how the world looks at it. You know, it, like I said, it makes us almost want to just not do anything. But we still got to do what's right. Pretty easy to get discouraged. You know, you see people just excelling in religious things, and you think, well, boy, I'm getting left behind. But the real thing is what the Lord's commanded, not what we can dream up to make things harder on us and others. Think about what is commanded you, for you do not need what the Lord keeps hidden. We don't have to have a new revelation every week. We don't have to have something. All we got to do is the very basic things that the Lord has told us to do. Do not meddle in what is none of your business. You know, that's in this context, he's saying those things that are way out there that we're just looking for are none of your business. So it goes on to say, for the Lord, do not meddle in what is none of your business, for things beyond human insight have been shown to you. In other words, these simple truths, these simple things that the Lord has revealed to us are beyond human insight. Human insight's trying to dress it up on the outside, trying to be strict, trying to be religious, trying to be all these other things. But the Lord has shown us His commandments, and if we just do them, that's beyond what we could actually imagine as a human. Speculation has led many astray. You know, whenever we start getting past all of just these basic principles, whenever we start speculating, there again, you can just take that and go any direction. Speculating has led many astray. You know, we speculate on the future. We speculate on this. We speculate on that. And we're not living right now. Speculation has led many astray, and evil suppositions have caused their minds to slip and fall. My son, accomplish your works with gentleness, and you will be loved by people that the Lord accepts. You know, it's just, it seems like almost every week we say the same old things, but in reality, it's those same old things that we need every week, because that's all it really takes. May the Lord add His blessing. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? George Washington Carver, and he prayed and he said, Lord, I want to know about the world, the universe. He says, well, the Lord says, no, your little brain's too, that's way too big for your little brain. He said, well, just show me about something else. And he said, no, that's still way too big for your little brain. And he gave him a peanut and he said, here, you figure this out. And he developed 430 or whatever inventions just from that one little peanut. But the little peanuts have a wealth of these little peanuts, these little truths, these little things. I have a wealth of, or like little diamonds, just turn every turn, it sparkles in another direction. So, praise the Lord for that. All right, well, keep the sick in mind. It's this little thing that's going around. It's pretty miserable, I understand. So. All right. God bless y'all. Depart in peace. I guess we'll meet at 6 o'clock this evening, Lord willing.